Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us coming up at 9:20, so you don't want to miss that. Right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Tariq El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Tariq? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
So I'm perusing your latest article on monumentalsportsnetwork.com. The title is Caps No Good Alone Isn't Enough Against the Rangers or Versus the Rangers. And in the opening third line, I believe, of the story, you mentioned the Caps' proficiency on the power play from February 6th until the end of the regular season, where they were the top power play in the NHL, connecting on nearly 29% of their chances. But Sunday, that power play was grisly. It was difficult to watch. They went 0-4. They only managed 3 shots on goal in that game one. That has to improve if they have a chance going forward in game two.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think the Capitals realize that as well. You know, before the Capitals kind of went on that power play tear in the second half of the season, you know, the unit had some ups and downs in the first half. But one thing that really stood out to me was in those 4 games against the Rangers early on in the season, the power play struggled against them as well. I believe it was 0-10 during the regular season against the Rangers, with just a handful of shots and very few scoring chances. So the Capitals came into the series knowing that they were going to have their work cut out for them on the power play, knowing that the power play was going to play a big role in whether they were able to pull off an upset. And, you know, one game in, they're still struggling against a very, very good Rangers penalty kill. When I went back and I kind of watched some of the power play sequences for the Capitals, a few things stood out to me. They had a tough time getting into the zone and then setting up.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and again, all credit to the Rangers. They have been the 3rd best penalty kill in the entire NHL throughout this season. They put some of their skilled guys on the PK, which is sometimes somewhat different than how some teams handle it. And those guys are great skaters, and they're able to meet the Capitals at the point of attack, meet them at the blue line, poke pucks off their stick, and just make it hard for them to gain the zone. And if you can't gain the zone, you're going to be chasing that power play the rest of those 2 minutes.
Tark, where did you come down on the borderline hit, as Carberry talked about, on Iorio, where he went into the boards? It looked like a boarding call, but it wasn't whistled a penalty. Play continued. Rangers score 2 or 3 seconds later. And then later in the game, Rempe gets Malenstein. I thought it was an inadvertent elbow. I don't think he really meant to hit him with it. He didn't hit him with a lot of force, but it was enough to knock him down. And then I believe that was Vizi scored that goal, like, immediately. Yep. Thereafter. Yep. How did you see those? I mean, those games, those plays, obviously huge in the outcome of the game. Did you think a penalty should have been called on either one?
Yeah, I think those 2 plays that you mentioned were certainly turning points in that game. The play where Lafreniere hit Iorio, I don't know. I kind of agree with Carbs in that it was maybe borderline in terms of charging / boarding. It was also a young player who bobbled the puck and probably could have put himself in a better position to not get nailed there. But you're right. The outcome was Iorio going down, being out of the play, everyone kind of looking over to go, whoa, there was a big thump over there. What happened? And then, you know, within a half second, the Rangers now have a turnover, a 3-on-1 with Artemi Panarin, he of 120 points in the regular season, you know, wide open in the right circle. And, you know, the one play that Charlie Lindgren said he maybe wishes he had played a little different was that play. That 3-on-1, obviously, that's a very tough position for any goaltender to be in. But he felt like maybe he overcommitted a little bit and was trying to play the pass. And that gave Panarin, who's just too good to not play square up, and he scored that goal. So I don't know if I would have called a penalty. I do feel like that was a borderline play. The other play that you mentioned, again, I think that's 6'7" versus 6 foot. You know what I mean? Like elbows are high with those. Mm-hmm. Those guys are big. It was more of a glancing blow. I didn't get a chance to talk to Beck about it directly, but. I think in general, guys, I have two thoughts on the officiating so far in this series. The first period was officiated like a regular season game. They were calling everything. I think they were trying to send a message, and that put the Capitals, especially the physical guys like Tom Wilson, on their heels a little bit because they're looking around going, wow, they're calling everything. And then the second period, everything changed, and it went to kind of playoff officiating. So I think everyone on both teams was trying to get a feel for what the standard for a penalty was going to be. You know, hopefully this game is the series is officiated the way it was in the latter parts of the second period and third period, and allows, you know, this great intensity that we see in the playoffs to kind of flourish and define the series, as opposed to some ticky-tack fouls and calls called earlier in the first period. But in general, getting back to the Malenstein play, you know, he kind of lost his composure, and I think the team did as well. I think just in general, I'd like to see the Capitals kind of keep an even keel a little bit better here in Game 2.
Talking to Tariq El-Bashir, Caps Insider from Monumental Sports Network. So Ovi statistically didn't get a shot, but he fired it 7 times.
Mm.
The Rangers blocked 5. Is that what we can expect the rest of the series? Did you notice like what they did strategically against Ovi to slow him down?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're on the road, the home team gets the last line change, and Peter Laviolette, veteran coach, top 10 in wins, was here for a few years. He knows this team's personnel. He's also incredibly successful in the first game of series over the course of his career. You give him time to prepare, and he's going to figure out your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. That, in addition to knowing the personnel, I think gave them a little bit of a leg up in terms of matchups. I do feel like the struggles on the power play led into some of what we saw going on with Ovi, but at even strength, you could tell that Laviolette was hard matching that Trocheck, Lafreniere, Panarin line against Ovi's line. And look, that Trocheck line is one of the best all season long, has been the best all season long in terms of 5-on-5 play. They just have the puck a lot, and they're good two-way players. And I feel like, you know, Spencer Carberry was doing his best to try to get Ovi away from that matchup. But again, when you have the last line change, you're going to win that matchup. It's going to be different when the series switches to Washington. But yeah, I don't think when I look at Ovi's game, I don't think I say, oh, well, he could have given more. He could have been better. I mean, he got off 7 shot attempts. He found some space. But it's up to him as a, you know, 38-year-old veteran forward. He knows the situation. He's just got to find a better way, find better shot lanes, whether it's getting to the net a little bit more. He's got to find a way to be more effective. He was one of the guys who carried this team down the stretch, and they're going to need him in this series.
The last line change thing, a caller mentioned that, and I know we've talked about it in years past. It's kind of definitely an underappreciated, I think, by the average fan, like how important that really is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think if someone out there listening is like a casual fan, and it's hard on television sometimes because you don't always get a look at the cat and mouse game that's going on.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Between whistles, yeah. But when you're in the building, look down next time you're at an NHL game and watch – how three forwards will come out, and then they may skate up to, you know, they may start moving towards the faceoff circles, and they all three go back, and then another three come out. And I mean, there is, and especially in the playoffs, where matchups and just every moment means so much inside of a game. The coaches really, really go after matchups. I mean, they do during the regular season, but it's even more pronounced in the postseason. And, you know, part of it is preparation, and part of it is you are playing the same opponent for at least four games, if not longer. So you've had more time to prepare. You're only worried about that opponent. You're not worried about what's happening in the next game or the next game or the next. You're just worried about the one team you're playing. And, I mean, I'll be honest, as kind of a hockey nerd that really enjoys this stuff, I love watching the matchups.
Mm-hmm. Tarik, as you know, this Ranger team is – they're just not going to give you many gimmies, if any, especially in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, since January 27th, they're 26-8. So they've lost eight games in 3 months. Yeah. It's just kind of a crazy stretch. And I think you kind of already alluded to this. And tonight – guys like Milano and Oshie, obviously Ovi, Stromer, Wilson, they got to get more shots. Now, I know it's easier said than done because the Rangers' defense is so good, but how can that happen? Protas led them in shots with six, but how can they, those other big-name guys that they've kind of banked on for the regular season, get more involved?
Yeah, you know, if you look at the body of work of the Capitals this season, they've had some hot stretches, but they've been defined by kind of an offense that just couldn't really get into gear for long stretches. That's just kind of been their MO. They've won with goaltending and really good defense and timely goals and power play goals. That's just their formula right now. I think if we look at the way this team is constructed and go, okay, well, you know, they got 21 shots in game one. They got to somehow double that. Well, that's just going to be really hard against a top opponent like the Rangers.
Right.
They just need to go back to the way they won those important games down the stretch. And like I said, that was Charlie Lindgren playing out of his mind. He was good in game one. He's got to be great, and that's just the reality of the situation. That's the reality of the way this series is going to play out. If the Capitals are going to win, he has to outduel Igor Shesterkin. I mean, and Shesterkin is one of the best goaltenders on the planet. He won the Vezina Trophy 2 years ago. He was really good in Game One, wasn't tested, but getting back to Lindgren, he's just got to not just be good. He's got to be great. Alex Ovechkin has to find a way. He's got to find a way to generate a little bit more. The power play, they got to figure it out, whether they're going to switch up personnel, whether they're going to change up their strategy, whatever they're going to do, the power play also has to produce. I feel like they got a really defined kind of way of how they were winning games in the second half of the season, and it was just 2-1 and 3-2. It was great goaltending from Lindgren. It was popping a power play goal every other game. It was Alex Ovechkin sometimes on the power play. I kind of feel like they're one and the same because he got a lot of his offense on the power play. And then that suffocating man-to-man defense just holding on for dear life in the third period of one goal games. If they're going to beat the Rangers, they just got to fall back on that blueprint that they established for themselves in the second half.
Are you feeling good about tonight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what I want? Yeah, yes, I am. And I'll tell you why. The Capitals played a great road first period. So they know what it looks like. You know, they were able to do it for a little bit. I mean, if we look at game one, the Capitals were in it except for like a 2.5-minute stretch of craziness in the second period where it just got away from them. And that's what teams like the Rangers, who are stacked and are just really good top to bottom, can do to you if you, as one player said yesterday, just fall asleep for a few minutes. The game just slips right through your fingers. But going back to that first period, if they're able to play the way they did in that opening 20 minutes for a longer stretch today, Charlie Lindgren goes back to one of the best goaltenders in the league and makes 3, 4, 5 huge saves that come at the right time. I think the Capitals could go back with a split. And if they go back with a split, again, the pressure all shifts back to the Rangers, the President's Trophy winners. Everyone expects them to steamroll their way to the final. And, you know, as guys in D.C. who watch this Capitals team, we know what that's like, right? I mean, 3 times in the past, you know, a handful of years, the Capitals had all that pressure as the President's Trophy winning team, and it didn't work out for them. So if the Caps can get one win here tonight, I think that will change the tone and tenor of the series.
Tarek, thanks as always, man. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep, thank you, buddy.
Tarek El-Bashir. Give him a follow at Tarek_El-Bashir on Twitter. Caps Insider for Monumental Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. We'll hear some of the audio from Drake May. He'll comment on the Top Golf visit. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.